Well, happy holidays, and thank you for joining us for Notable Notes, a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, bringing you a stocking full of Christmas selections this time around, all from the vaults of the Thomas Edison Company. We will hear recordings from the Voices of Christmas Past, as well as a highly sought-after 1924 recording that was made available to Edison dealers only. Join us now for holiday greetings from the bunch at Orange. We're not going to take up much of the program this time around with talking. That way we can play as many Christmas selections for you as possible. First up on the program is a gold molded cylinder, record number 9410. This was recorded August 1906, the Edison Concert Band, and Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, played by the Edison Concert Band.
Next up, we have Elizabeth Spencer, Royal Fish, and Thomas Chalmers. This is from a very early Edison Diamond Disc, record number 82040, recorded November 13th, 1912, and they are performing Silent Night.
Thank you. as the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
A great voice from the early part of the 20th century. That was Harry E. Humphrey with "The Night Before Christmas." That was recorded on Blue Amberol Cylinder number 2464, recorded July 12, 1914. Up next is another Blue Amberol Cylinder. This is record number 2482, recorded September 26, 1914. The Edison Mixed Chorus performing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Father, have mercy, my soul.
Next for us on our holiday special, we have the Metropolitan Quartet performing another early Edison Diamond disc. This was released as record 80183. This was recorded October 3rd, 1914, and it's a standard, O Come All Ye Faithful. Up now for you, we have the Oratorio Chorus. They are performing a selection from Handel's Messiah, perhaps the most famous selection from that oratorio. Here is their version of the Hallelujah Chorus. This was released as Edison Diamond Disc 80292. That was recorded February 3rd, 1916. Those two selections were performed by the Carol Singers. The first was released as Edison Diamond Disc 50380, recorded August 22nd, 1916, and that was the first Noel. We also heard God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. That was released as Edison Diamond Disc 50447, and that was recorded July 5th, 1917.
An universal language which speaks from the heart of all humanity. That language is music. It is plainer than words. Some music has words, but good music needs no words to make its meaning clear. The majestic music of Christmas carries a message which everyone can understand. The Edison Laboratories desire to send a Christmas message of goodwill and good cheer to every music lover. Since the war, Mr. Edison has dedicated practically all of his time to music. It is his belief that music of the right kind has an immeasurable power for good. Particularly, he believes that music can be made an important influence in the lives of young people. He recognizes that music of the better sort does not always appeal to our boys and girls. He hopes that all parents will take the same pains to develop in their children an appreciation of good music that they now take to create a taste for good literature. In behalf of Mr. Edison and the Edison Laboratory, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
a special record that was released to dealers only. We just heard the Yuletide Ensemble performing Mr. Edison's Christmas Selections, Part 1 and 2. Once again, that was an unreleased record to the general public. It was only made available to the dealers. That was matrix number 6905A and 6906A. The selection was recorded August 7th, 1919. We just heard Robert Gaylor on the bells, his Christmas selection entitled The Christmas Bells. That was released as Edison Diamond Disc 50591, and that was recorded August 17, 1919. Up next for you, we have another famous voice from the 20th century, part of the duo known as Jones and Hare. This is Ernest Hare. This is Santa Claus Proves There Is a Santa Claus, and this was released as Diamond Disc number 51619, recorded November 17th, 1924.
Oh dear, oh dear. I'm afraid I've caught quite a bad cold. There now, I feel better. Well, little folks, I suppose you know who this is talking to you. It's your old friend Santa Claus again. You don't suppose I'd let a little thing like a cold keep me away this merry season? Achoo. Achoo. You know, children, I was very anxious to get here this Christmas because I've been terribly worried about all this talk I hear about there being no Santa Claus. Of all the foolish things, Fancy anybody trying to pretend there isn't any Santa Claus. Why, here I am assuring you with all my heart and soul and voice that there is a Santa Claus. Well, but we can't see you, you say. So how do we know you are really Santa Claus? Achoo! Achoo! Ah, there I go again. Oh, dear, where is my hanky? Ah, here it is. Now, as I was saying, my dear, just because you can't see me doesn't prove that I'm not your old pal Santa. No, sirree. There now, you heard the wind, didn't you, my dear? But you didn't see it. Yet you are sure it was the wind. And then again, you can feel the heat of a nice warm bath these cold evenings, but you can't see the heat, can you? And it's just the same with me. You can hear me, but you can't see me. Perhaps that's all the better, because really my cold is very bad. And my eyes are half bunged up, as the saying is. Now, please don't forget to tell all your little friends, and big ones, too, just what I've been telling you. Seeing is believing, some say, but that's only half the truth, my dears. Just you try to think how many things there are you believe in that you can't see, and you'll be surprised. Now, I don't know how my old voice will behave with this terrible cold. But I'm going to try to sing to you a little song that I learned when I went to school. You'll like it, I'm sure. You've seen my pictures with my six little men in my shop, haven't you? Well, I'm going to have those six little men play my accompaniment. All right, little men. When I was a boy at school, my dear, 10,000 years ago, I learned a little ditty that I thought was rather pretty, and it's one that I think you ought to know. My voice is somewhat bent, but this is how it went. Christmas comes but once a year, paradiddle, paradiddle-do. Then there's lots of real good cheer, paradiddle, paradiddle-do. But why not try to make each day just as happy, just as gay? Let the whole long happy year be filled each day with Christmas cheer. Now, children, I must be going, so goodbye. Get up here. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This next record is a highly sought-after and very popular Edison selection. Like a selection we heard earlier in the program, this was made available only to dealers for the Christmas season of 1924. This is both sides of the now-fabled Holiday Greetings from the Bunch at Orange recording. On this record, we will hear in order from the Edison employees. They are Al Ferrier, Arthur Walsh, Walter Miller, Jeff Buchanan, Bill O'Shaughnessy, Bill Hildebrand, Sumner Williams, Charlie Luer, Gene Phillips, John Shearman, Walter Huebner, Charles Viley, Charles Edison, and finally at the end of the recording, the voice of the old gent himself, Thomas Edison. Once again, this is both sides of the unreleased Diamond Disc. This was made available to dealers only. This was recorded November 25th, 1924, Holiday Greetings from the Bunch at Orange.
Well, boys, here's a hit we'll beat the other fellows on. Hey, Charlie. Charlie, that cabinet will hold together long enough to get to the dealer. Cut out that static while we hand our friends a few how-do-you-doodle-doos.
This is Farrier speaking, sales manager and chief dealer's helper at the factory. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours. The heads of departments here at the factory, every one of us, are delighted to be able to say a personal word in this unique way to you fellows in the front-line trenches. We want you to know that we realize what you're up against, that we're going to maintain close contact with you, and that we'll be here backing you up 100% until the last gun is fired. 1925 is going to be a far better year than this year has been. The worst is over, so let's all put on our galoshes and wade in. Let's make some money this year. This is Art Walsh, advertising and music manager, broadcasting on a wave of increased business. I'm the poor boob who writes those Saturday Evening Post ads you've admired so. Aside from all joking, we're cooking up some plans for next year that may not increase the size of the Saturday Evening Post, but will certainly increase the size of your Saturday night bankroll. Among other things, there will be a lot of good old tone tests. And, by the way, a man who heard a tone test the other day remarked, "Say, if you could get a pair of tights to fit that phonograph and teach it to carry a spear, you could get it a job at the Metropolitan Opera House." I have another confession to make. I picked the hit, so I'm going to beat it before you hit me.
This is Walter Miller speaking, manager of the recording studio, Fifth Avenue, New York City. I call all the artists by their first name, but I'll hate to tell you what they call me. When they sing sour, they expect me to record sweet. If the record is good, they grab off the glory. If the record is rotten, they blame me. But even so, you'll admit the records are getting better, and they'll be still better next year.
This is Jerkannon speaking, manager of record manufacturing. I make White Label records. I never had anything to do with Black Label records. Our records are getting better, aren't they, fellas? Well, I'll have to beat it now, or you won't get this record on time.
This is O'Shaughnessy talking. Record service, that's me. I take care of your record orders. I live on complaints of delays. They are food and drink to me. I eat them alive. Next year, I expect to starve to death because you fellows won't have any cause for complaints about your record orders.
This is Bill Hildebrand speaking, traffic manager. I've got the railroads working for me, and I'm working for you even though I'm not on your payroll. I'll get shipments to you promptly if I have to jackass them myself. That's all I've got to say. Now flop this record over and get another earful.
This is Sumner Williams, the purchasing agent. I am having a bowling alley and four mahjong tables installed in the purchasing department to keep the buyers occupied. Life would be very pleasant for us if somebody in western Texas or northern Michigan didn't sell a phonograph every month or so. When that happens, we have to send down to the hardware store for another wheelbarrow load of supplies. As fast as some dealers get a phonograph, they sell it. But others, thank God, are more considerate. When they sell anything, they take a nice long rest for fear of overstocking the community. What we really need are conscientious men with scruples against selling anything at all. It's time now for my afternoon nap. Don't wake me up.
This is Charlie Lewis speaking, manager of phonograph manufacturing. These other fellows who have been shouting about records, but they'd all be sleeping in the park if I didn't build good phonographs to play the records. My gang wants work. The backyard full of mahogany. Shoot us some water.
This is Gene Phillips speaking. You know what they say about the credit man. All right, that's me. I'm sure of my money on time. And my advice to you is to do the same. A good dealer keeps one eye on his inventory and the other on his collection.
This is John Sherman speaking. I look after your phonograph service and complaints. We expect to give even better service next year. I was told to say that. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I'm the guy that gets the devil from you for all the mistakes these other fellows make. But it's not your fault, and I'll do my darndest to see that you are taken care of.
This is Walter Huebner speaking, accounting department manager. I'm the popular guy who sends out the bills. Everybody is glad to hear from me. Next year, I'll try to get bills out more promptly. Be sure to kick if you don't get them on time.
This is Viley speaking, manager of the commission man plan. The best little plan ever conceived for selling Edison phonographs. If you are a canvassing dealer, you are eligible for the plan, and one of my men will soon call on you if he has not already done so. If you are not a canvassing dealer, you had better get busy, get a canvasser, and get on this eligible list.
This is Charles Edison speaking, chairman of the board of directors. It has been almost 50 years since Mr. Edison handed John Cruzy a rough sketch and said to him, "Cruzy, make this." It was the phonograph. That night saw also the beginning of a ceaseless striving for greater perfection in product and organization, of toil and effort unbroken through the intervening years. Who knows what greater rewards lie just around the corner of our science. The midnight oil still burns in the Edison laboratory. The product that has survived the commercial storms of nearly half a century can face the future with unflinching confidence. And so, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. And here is my promise of the best that is in me to help you make it just that.
This is Thomas A. Edison speaking. I'll see that they do what they say. I would sing for you, but my wife says my voice sounds like a klaxon horn. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
That was Marie Kellner's Dinner Ensemble performing a Christmas selection, March of the Toys. This is the only electrically recorded record that was on our program. It was recorded August 1st, 1927, and it was released as Edison Diamond Disc 52092. If you have any comments, song requests, or future program ideas, please feel free to email us at asacurator@aol.com. That address is asacurator@aol.com. Well, that's our special Christmas presentation, and we hope you enjoyed it. We would also like to extend our warmest holiday greetings to you all and offer our thanks for listening. Notable Notes is a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, thanking you once again for listening, and hope you will join us again in January for another edition of Notable Notes.